Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 4th. You'll be interested to know, 16 years ago, today, in 2008, Democratic politician Barack Obama made history by becoming the first African-American to be elected President of the United States, marking a significant milestone in the nation's political landscape and symbolizing progress in the pursuit of racial equality and representation in American leadership. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-waist-high swell on Monday morning, becoming chest-high sets in the afternoon with semi-choppy conditions and onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, expect chest-to-shoulder-high swell in the morning, fading to shoulder-high in the afternoon, with glassy morning conditions and onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday will feature knee-to-thigh-high swell with semi-glassy morning conditions, shifting to semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 11. After that, it's choppy until 6, but it might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4.5-foot incoming high tide, when the east-southeast swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 5.5 feet just before 9:30 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 59 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:54, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:10. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 71 and a breezy northwest wind, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect clear skies and a low of 52, with light northeast winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 71 and light northwest winds. Wednesday and Thursday will also be mostly sunny with highs near 69 and 70. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly clear with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, on Friday, November 22nd, at 7:30 in the evening, the Encinitas Guitar Orchestra, featuring 35 talented members, will present a concert showcasing music from iconic spaghetti Western movies. This event celebrates the legendary character, the Man with No Name, portrayed by Clint Eastwood, in films directed by Sergio Leone, with music composed by the renowned Ennio Morricone. The concert draws inspiration from Once Upon a Time in the West and the Dollar Trilogy, including A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The concert takes place at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, located at 925 Bellore Drive, Encinitas, with a suggested donation of $20. General seating is available, and no reservations are required. For more information, visit their website. Now on to sports. On Saturday, the fourth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes edged past the third-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions, 20-13 in a thrilling clash at Beaver Stadium. Ohio State quarterback Will Howard overcame early setbacks, including a pick six, to throw for 182 yards and two touchdowns. Penn State's playoff hopes dimmed despite quarterback Drew Aller's valiant effort. Ohio State's defense stood strong in the end, sealing their eighth consecutive win over the Nittany Lions. On Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings, now 6-2, overcame the Indianapolis Colts, who fell to 4-5 with a 21-13 victory. Sam Darnold threw three second-half touchdowns, despite four sacks and three turnovers. Justin Jefferson dazzled with 137 yards. Joe Flacco, replacing Anthony Richardson, struggled, throwing one interception. Kenny Morey's 38-yard fumble return was the Colts' lone touchdown in a tough matchup. In local sports, yesterday, the Chargers dominated the Cleveland Browns in a commanding 27-10 victory. Justin Herbert threw for 282 yards, including two touchdowns, capitalizing on Cleveland's communication breakdowns. The Chargers' defense stifled Jameis Winston, forcing three interceptions. Despite stellar play from Myles Garrett, the Browns fell to 2-7, while the Chargers improved to 5-3, continuing their impressive streak against Cleveland. Saturday, Washington held off a fierce second-half rally by USC, securing a 26-21 victory in Seattle. Jonah Coleman powered the Huskies with 104 rushing yards and two touchdowns. Despite 293 passing yards and two scores from Miller Moss, USC fell short, plagued by three interceptions. The Trojans now stand at 4-5, while Washington improves to 5-4. Tonight, the Lakers at 4-2 take on the Detroit Pistons at 1-5 at Little Caesars Arena. Anthony Davis, with 31.8 points per game, leads the charge for LA against a determined Detroit squad. Despite injuries, the Lakers are favored by 5.5 points. Tonight, the 6-3-3 Kings face the Predators at Bridgestone Arena. Anse Kopitar leads LA with 13 points. Nashville's Philip Forsberg has 10 points, including 6 goals. Kings goalie Darcy Kuemper is sidelined, while Juuse Saros defends the net for the 4-6-1 Predators. In top news, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has made a significant change in its investment strategy by reducing its stake in Apple. At the end of 2023, Berkshire owned over 900 million shares, valued at approximately $174 billion. By September 30th, that position was trimmed by two-thirds, leaving about 296 million shares, valued at $69 billion. Despite selling, Apple's stock price rose from $192 to $233 during this period. Buffett's decision reflects concerns about high valuations and a desire to ensure financial stability for his successor, Greg Ebel. In business news, Perplexity has launched an AI-powered election information hub just days before the United States presidential election. This new hub aims to provide vital voter information, including AI-generated answers to voting questions and summaries of candidates. On November 5th, Election Day, it will also track live vote counts using data from the Associated Press. The information, sourced from Democracy Works, covers polling requirements and locations. However, some AI-generated summaries contained errors, like omitting the fact that Robert F. Kennedy had dropped out of the race. This highlights the challenges of using generative AI for accurate election information. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $69,100. Ethereum is just under $2,500. And Goetzius Maximus is about 52 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Do you have a twin stranger? Recent research reveals that total strangers can share striking resemblances due to genetic similarities. On Sunday, thousands gathered in Washington Square Park in New York City for a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest, which drew chaos and even the actor's appearance. Scientists like Manolis Deller have studied look-alikes, confirming they share certain genetic traits despite not being biologically related. Meanwhile, psychologist Nancy Segal found that these doppelganger do not necessarily share personality traits. Ultimately, while you might find your own look-alike, remember, looking like someone does not mean you are alike. And in entertainment news, in the penultimate episode of The Penguin titled Top Hat, the series delves into the haunting question, what lies within a monster? This episode intertwines campy satire with the darker themes of Gotham City, reflecting on the mid-20th century influences of noir films and horror comics. Little Oswald Cobb, struggling with his deformities, witnesses the harsh realities of his world, personified by the gangster Rex Calabrese. As the present unfolds, Oz confronts betrayal and chaos, ultimately emerging from destruction, driven by an insatiable desire to secure a better life for his mother. The episode sets the stage for a thrilling showdown at the upcoming Vulture Festival in Los Angeles. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 36th President of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson. And he said, "Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.